وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We are looking at virtues that me and you need to have in order to be good human beings and in order to treat one another fairly and in a humane manner, because we're trying to relate everything to human rights. The verse in the Quran in chapter Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 153, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. All who you believe, use and exercise patience. Use it as a means of help, to help you, and also prayer. For Allah indeed is with those who are patient. When we look at patience, we said it is a virtue that can contribute to the promotion and protection of human rights in various ways. For example, having patience can help us remain calm in the face of adversity, injustice, allowing us to think more clearly and respond more effectively to any situation. One day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was walking with his companions, and they saw this man, very well built man in terms of physique, and he was carrying big rocks, and the people said, "Oh ya Rasulullah, look how strong he is." He says, "Innama ash-shadidu bisar'a." The shiddah comes from the body, but he says ash-shadidu he who controls himself at a moment's anger. When we get angry, we don't know what to say. We don't know what comes out of our mouths. We don't know how to react. Because anger, according to Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, he says, anger is a touch of madness. You're no longer in control of your brain. So when you get angry, when I get angry, we lose focus and we act in ways that we will regret later. Therefore, exercising patience and sabr when we are faced with difficulties, it gives us that time, that space to think and to clearly respond. And also it helps me and you avoid impulsive or harmful action that could lead to further violation of our human rights. I retaliate, you retaliate, and the more I do, the more you do, and the problem just grows bigger. And this is what we see in wars usually happens. It starts with something very small. The other party do not exercise patience, they retaliate, this retaliation becomes even bigger, and wars starts based on that. But if people exercise patience, it will help to preserve human rights. So preserving our efforts to promote and protect human rights, even in the face of obstacles and setbacks, because we are not immune to obstacles and setbacks, but so it preserves it, that effort that we put. It also engage in peaceful and constructive dialogue, which is what we need. If I am patient and you are patient, then we can have a dialogue. We can sit and talk and discuss things. But when we don't, then we resort to violence. Let us take a short break, and then we will come back and we will continue.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we are looking at patience being a tool that we can use in order to maintain human rights. So when we exercise patience, we engage in a peaceful, constructive dialogue with those who may have different views or interests, fostering a mutual understanding and respect. And this is the ultimate goal that me and you need to have, which is a great benefit of having patience. When we are patient, in fact, we are doing other things as well. For example, we are doing self-control. We control ourselves. Self-control, and not just that, but also we have empathy towards others, which sadly a lot of people lack these days. We lack the empathy towards others. So the minute any human being provokes me, and instead of me trying to understand their circumstances, their backgrounds, things might have gone wrong for them, whatever he did, maybe he did not mean it, I jump to conclusion and I react without having empathy towards others. Even those who may have caused harm or offense, which contributes to resulting to the breakups and the division that we have, and instead of trying to heal, trying to fix, trying to mend our wounds. So especially when it comes to the people around us, because we seem to lose our temper, our self-control with those who are closest to us. For example, our spouses, our children, our parents, our siblings, our friends. So we kind of lose self-control with them and we don't show empathy towards them. So having patience gives me that self-control. It gives me that empathy that I can use in order to have a more peaceful environment and obviously maintain the human right. Therefore, developing the quality of patience can be valuable too in advancing the cause of human rights and creating a more just and peaceful society. So next time you look at these virtues in the Quran, be it ihsan that we spoke about, being good, or be it taqwa, piety and fear of Allah, don't think they are just metaphorical or theoretical or just concepts. Actually, they are very practical. All these traits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to have, He wants me to practice them. So how do I practice taqwa? How do I practice ihsan? How do I practice sabr? Is when I deal with you. When you deal with me, I keep the limitations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't transgress when it comes to you. Allah tells me that I have to be good to you, which means whatever I love for myself, I would love for you. That's ihsan. And if it happens that one day you wake up on the wrong side of the bed and you want to have a go at me, then my response should be patience, sabr, and act wisely and act calmly and try to de-escalate the situation instead of making it even worse. So keep that point in mind next time things like that happen. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.